Heck.
You know, like Alexa, you talk to Alexa, it's like a live version. So listen, it's gonna be cool.
Oh my god. Can he walk?
No, I wish.
No, he's just a friend.
Yeah. Well, so this is Alex, 7026. Alex, you can go ahead and hit a buzzer. You can hit a buzzer before we start. Thank you. Terrific. Okay. So first, we're going to look at the alphabet, okay? So can you tell me what letter you see here?
And then A. And what apple.
Awesome. And do you know one more thing that starts with that letter?
A for Alex.
Perfect. What about here?
B for body.
Okay, and what's this?
Boy.
Yeah.
C, cookie.
Yeah. Anything else that starts with that letter?
Cotton candy.
Ooh.
D, duck.
Anything else?
Oh my gosh. The airplane my brother really loved. McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
And I don't like it.
Yeah.
My brother wanted to go on McDonald's every day. And he wanted to. And I said, no. And I said, it's a yucky place. And I'm really healthy.
Yeah.
But my mom, and the same thing what my mom say, because she don't like McDonald's. And every time when it's his birthday, we had to go to McDonald's. We had to eat McDonald's.
Yeah, well, maybe for your birthday, you can pick a healthier option then.
Yeah.
What's this?
E for elephant.
Yeah, anything else that starts with that letter? For breakfast, you might have some. That's okay if you don't know.
No worries.
I was thinking eggs, maybe.
Fish. F for fish.
Awesome.
G, guitar. H, house. I, ice. J, juice. K, key. L, leaf. M, monkey. N, nose. O, orange. P, plate. Q, truck.
This is quack.
Oh, crack. R, red. S, spider. T, table. U, umbrella. V, vacuum. W, watch. X, x-ray. Y, yogurt. Z, zebra.
Yay, awesome job. Look, it did some fireworks for you.
You're doing an awesome job.
Aw, yes you are. You can go ahead and hit another buzzer.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
It moved up, right? So what number is this?
20.
So if we went from this number to this number, what do you think might be next?
21.
Good guess. What's this?
25.
What do you think might be next?
26.
Good guess. What's this?
30. 40.
Yes.
44.
Close. Very close.
50. 60.
Yay.
70. 80. 90. 100.
Yay.
I knew it.
So what do you think might be next?
200.
You're so smart.
300.
That was very close.
400.
So this is?
600.
So close. This is 500.
500?
Mm-hmm.
600.
Do you know what this number is?
1,000?
Yeah, you counted all the way to 1,000. That's incredible. Okay, now we're going to do some math. Do you know how to do this type of math? Or do you want to try?
What?
Do you want to try to do this? Or you can read it for me.
9 plus 7 equal.
Do you want to try it or no?
No. 9, 9, 7, 9. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Close.
So close.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
You got right up there.
Yeah, so it's 16. You were literally one away. So close. That's okay. Can you read this one?
19 minus 1 equals.
Do you know this one?
18.
Yeah!
I knew it!
Awesome! So these ones you probably haven't learned yet, right? Multiplication?
No.
Yeah, that's alright. Well, you can go ahead and hit a buzzer! Good job!
It seems too hard.
The fireworks for you! Well, now we're going to look at some pictures. So, if I tell you that this is a ship, and then I say, now we have another ship, you would tell me there's two
ships.
Awesome. Okay. So this is a skack. Mm-hmm. And then we have another skack. So we have two.
Stack.
This is a duck. And then we have another duck. Can you say duck?
Duff.
Duff?
Duff.
Okay, so now we have two.
Duff.
And then we have shoe. And another shoe, so we have two.
Shoes.
And then we have a brib. And another brib. So we have two.
Brib.
And then we have a snack. And another snack. So we have two.
Snack.
And then we have a mitt. And another mitt. So we have two.
Myth.
And then we have a foo and another foo. So we have two.
Foo.
And then we have a cup and another cup. So we have two.
Cup.
And then we have a crib and another crib. So we have two.
Crib.
And then we have a yawk and another yawk. So we have two.
Yawk.
And then we have a pipe and another pipe. So we have two.
Pipe.
And then we have a slide and another slide. So we have two.
Slide.
And then we have a bell and another bell. So we have two.
Bell.
And then we have a bag and another bag. So we have two.
Bag.
And then we have a rock and another rock. So we have two.
Rock.
And then we have a smi and another smi. So we have two.
Smi.
And then we have a light and another light. So we have two.
Light.
And then we have a yak. And then we add another yak. So there's two.
Lat. Yes.
And then we have a kel. And then we add another kel. So there's two.
Kel.
And then we have, oh, and we're back at the beginning. You did a great job. Right, you can go ahead and hit another buzzer.
I think they're the last one.
So now.
You're doing great.
So now we're going to do another section, but Jibo, our friend, is going to tell us the instructions. So Jibo, what are we doing?
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Awesome. Okay. So here is our first picture. What do you see here?
I see.
And you can move your chair closer if you're having trouble seeing. Yeah, there you go.
I see a water. I see a lake.
Uh-huh.
And a lake had water for the fish to survive.
Yeah. What else do you see?
I see a lion on a boat.
Who else is on the boat?
The kid.
Mm-hmm. What things do you see in the back here?
I think I see flower.
Right here.
I think I see a mosquito.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you see?
I see. Nothing else.
Okay. So how do you think the lion and the kid got to this place?
Because they moved the boat with their hand.
Oh, yeah? And what do you think they're doing? But where do you think they're going?
I don't know.
Can you use your imagination?
Yeah, no wrong answers.
Yeah, remember how we were talking about the thing that'll help us the most today is whatever comes from your brain. We just want you to talk and talk, so
right.
Just having fun.
You can make it up. Where do you think they're going?
I think they're going to a cave.
Yeah, maybe. And what do you think they might do there?
Get some meat.
Okay.
To order to survive. And make some water.
Yeah, maybe. So do you think that the lion and the kid are friends? How do you think they became friends?
I don't know.
What do you think? Because would you typically be friends with a lion?
No.
No. So why do you think they're friends?
I don't know how they're friends.
Would you, if you could be friends with any animal, what would you choose?
Give some meat. Give a meat for to the lion.
Oh, to be friends with the lion, you would give them meat?
To tame the lion.
Okay. So you think that's what the kid did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tame the lion.
So you said you wouldn't be friends with a lion, right? Which animals would you be friends with? Like a cat, dog, or?
I think a vampire, a night vampire.
A vampire?
For example, when I hold a vampire hand, I can float. And then I can float. And then I tell the vampire where I want to go.
Okay. So the goal is to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you notice anything silly about the water here?
I see an upside down a fish.
Yeah. So that's not very normal, right?
No.
Okay. So have you ever been to a pond like this before? Or like a lake? Or a river?
Mm-mm. No.
No? If you went, what would you do? Would you do this?
I know.
Yeah, what?
Swim over there.
Oh, you would
do a cannonball.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
Nothing else.
Okay, let's go on to the next one. All right. So what do you see here? Or do you notice anything silly here?
Let's focus on the picture, bud. Take a look at it.
I see the...
Tell us what you see.
I see a boy. I see a boy. I see a boy is... Playing with paper.
Yeah.
Making a paper airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And making the airplane fly.
Yeah. So what do you see else up here?
I think him pretending to be a cloud.
Yeah. And what is he looking at?
He's looking at the airplane.
Yeah, the other one, right? So do you think this is real, or do you think this is imagination?
Imagination.
Do you ever imagine stuff like this? Or what do you imagine?
I imagine... I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. So what things do you see on the shelf over here?
I see a football ball. I see.
What are these?
I see a football and some book.
Mm-hmm.
For he to read.
Yeah, do you like to read?
I don't find how to read.
Oh, you're still learning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what do you see on the floor here?
See the floor is a car. The car is on the floor. Car on the floor.
Mm-hmm. What else?
I see some jar, pillow.
Yeah. What is the kid stepping on here?
The kid is stepping on some pillow.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't cut the plane and make it more faster.
Yeah, maybe. So, would you say that this kid's room is clean or messy?
Messy.
Messy? Is your room messy like this?
Nope.
No? Yours is cleaner?
Mm-hmm. Cleaner.
Okay.
More cleaner.
What do you do to make it clean?
I use my hand to make it clean.
Huh? Okay. Anything else about this picture? Okay, let's move on to the next one. What do you see here?
I see... a upper bowl. In a person, in a scientist.
Mm-hmm. What else?
And I see a mouse. I see another I see a rat, I see another rat, I see potion, book, potion, ingredient, book.
What do you see on the shelf?
Some ingredient.
And what is she holding?
I don't know what it's called.
Which one? Which one do you not know?
Both.
Oh, okay. Well, this I'd say is a light bulb.
A light bulb?
This is a clipboard.
A clipboard.
Yeah, and what is she wearing on her eyes?
A glasses.
Yeah, so I think those are like goggles. They help protect your eyes. So, did you notice what's back here?
Yes.
Do you think the octopus is helping, or what's going on there?
I don't know.
Any guesses?
I think she turned her dog in an octopus.
Sorry, what was that?
I think she turned her dog on an octopus.
Ah.
I can't say it really well.
So do you think the octopus is helping with the experiment?
Yeah.
Yeah? If you could have a helper in your science experiment, who would you want to help you?
I want my friend.
Yeah, that's nice. That'd be fun. Awesome. Anything else about this picture?
Nope.
Okay. So our last picture.
Our last picture?
Yeah. So what do you see here?
I see a farmer. He's pulling out a big, a large. I don't know what it's called.
I think maybe it might be like a radish or something. I'm not quite sure. So what else do you see though? Around here.
I see a farm.
Yeah.
I see a farmer. I see some plow. I see some leaves. I see a snail. I see a shovel. I see a fence.
What are these?
A cloud.
Yeah. So you said you see a farm, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had your own farm, what would you want to plant?
Carrot.
Ooh.
Carrot. I want to grow some pumpkin. Want to make pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
And I want to grow some watermelon. And I want to grow some grape. And carrot. And I want to grow some. Can you grow orange?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah. I want to grow some orange. And I want to grow some apple from trees. I want to grow some. I don't know.
No, that was a great list. Wow, I want to visit this farm. Sounds like there's some yummy stuff on there. So, do you think that this is this person's farm, or do you think they're just working on it?
Yeah, I also want to grow some corn.
Oh, corn, yeah.
And cranberry, and blackberry, and blueberry.
Oh, it's all good.
and that it.
Yeah, awesome. That's terrific. So do you think that this person is working on this farm, or it's their farm?
It's her farm.
Okay, and do you notice anything a little silly about this radish?
Yeah, it's ginormous.
Yeah, it's ginormous, right?
And that is definitely not normal.
Yeah, so what do you think she's going to do with it?
Maybe eat it all?
Eat it all?
By herself?
Whoa. She's going to be stuffed for days.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do with it if you had this?
I'm going to sell it, for a debt, and then I would get a lot of money.
Yeah. Smart thinking. That's probably what I would do too. Awesome. Anything else about this picture? Okay. Well, you did a great job.
Great job.
Thanks, Jeeva. You sure are doing a great job. You can go ahead and hit another buzzer.
And that one is blue.
Awesome. And you said you don't know how to read, right?
Yes.
Or even like sound out.
I think you can do a little bit of that, buddy. You can do it really good.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Can you give it a try?
Do you want to just try a sentence and we'll see where it goes?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't think I know how to read.
Do you want to just try to sound out a few words and we'll look at it?
You know some of this.
A
garden
is a plant where people grow food or food.
Flowers.
Garden can be big or small. Garden can be in the
ground
to
They
can be in a small pot.
Garden
can be at home or at a church. Some could have
garden
at their door.
Good job,
awesome!
Buddy.
Yay!
Really, really good.
Yeah, thank you so much for reading to us. See, you can read. You did so great. Don't doubt yourself. You can hit another buzzer and we'll go on to some more stuff.
I think they were saying they
need to leave. Oh, they need to leave? Oh, gotcha. Okay. So we're all done for today then, but thank you so much for your help.
You did a good job.
Yeah. Do you want to hit a final buzzer?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can head out? Yay! And I can take the